The following recording is from the previous cycle.
Today's daf is Bava Metzia, Daf Vav, and we are 10 lines from the top of Daf Vav Amud Aleph. So there are certain dafin that distinguish themselves amongst the Lamdish dafin as being super Lamdish. Super Staff Test is probably the first that would come to mind. The second would probably be Bava Metzia, Daf Vav. Bava Metzia, Daf Vav is famous for the Sugya of Takfu Kayin. Sugya of Takfu Kayin will begin more towards the bottom of the Amud, into Amud Beis, but either way, we've been discussing the first halacha of the Mishnah, Shnayim Moichsim Betalis, Zerim Ra'anim Mitzasiyah, Zerim Ra'anim Mitzasiyah, Zerim Ekula Shali, Zerim Ekula Shali. The Mishnah said the halacha is Yachloiku B'Shvua. They both have to swear. Yesterday, the Gemara ironed out exactly what the Nusach HaShvua is, but each person has to swear essentially that at the very least half of it is his. And Yachloiku, and he's going to end up getting a half. The Gemara asked the Kasha that to the extent that we're making the person swear, it's presumably because we're not sure that he's actually telling the truth. Meaning, even though he walked into Bezin and said, Anim Tzasiyah, he walked into Bezin and said, Kula Shali, we suspect that maybe it's not true. So we assume, let him swear, and by making him swear, to the extent he's not telling the truth, he'll walk away from the table because he's not going to want to swear falsely. But the problem is we're dealing with a person that's a Chashad HaMamoina. We're dealing with someone that we're concerned maybe is a Ganav. So Freit the Gemara, why don't we say that Migu the Chashad HaMamoina, Chashanami Ashvosim? We saw yesterday the Gemara's Kasha was really only a Kasha Aliba de Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan who said that the reason Yachloiku B'Shvu in the Mishnah is Shlehei Kol Echad Ve'Echad Hoylich V'Toykev B'Talisa Shal Chaveri Ve'Oimer Shalihu. So we're really concerned that this person is a bad guy. He's a ganav, he's a goslin. If that's the concern, then how does the shvua alleviate that concern? Migu du chashad hamamoina, chashad hashvuas. But Rashi spoke out that according to Rav Papa on that base on the base that said that the reason we swear in the Mishnah is because we're concerned that maybe the person is being merely meira heter. And l'chura also, according to Rav Chiya, who said in Rabbi Yekamaisa that the reason that there's a shvua in the Mishnah is the shvua de Raisa, Moedim Mixas, and Moedim Mixas is predicated on Svaras of Ishtamut de Kamishnamit, so then it could be there really wouldn't be a kasha. But at the very least, Alibid Rabbi Yochanan, who said that the reason we're making the Shnayim Moichsim Betalis swear is because we're concerned that maybe he's a cold blooded ganev. If that's the case, how exactly will the shvua prevent it? So the Gemara said that although in Svara you could argue and say, Migu de Chashad HaMamoina Chashad HaShvuasa, said the Gemara, Lo Yamrina Migu de Chashad HaMamoina Chashad HaShvuasa. We in fact do not say that. Rabbi Tosfa said, why not? Because shvua is so chomer, ha'olam nizdaza avoisiso. So it's for that reason, being that it's such a davar chomer, even someone that's a Chashad HaMamoina, but when it comes to shvuas, Loi Chashad HaShvuasa. The Gemara brought rayas, or at the very least attempted to bring rayas. We'll circle back to some of the Gemaras later. But for now, we have another teretz to the Gemara's Kasha. Again, the Gemara's Kasha is, what's the purpose of the Shvua? To the extent that we need him to swear, it's because we're concerned that maybe he's a ganev. If he's a ganev, then he'll swear falsely too. Say, migu d'chashad ha'mamayna chashad ha'shvuasa. So the first teretz of the Gemara was, lo yamina migu d'chashad ha'mamayna chashad ha'shvuasa. Abaya Amar, Abaya says, chayshin and shem and luv yishona yeshalav. Abaya argues with Rabbi Yochanan. Abaya said that the reason that we make this person swear is not because we're concerned that maybe he'll be hoylich v'toykev v'tavlisa shal chaveirai. And Rashi lakes su, Rashi says, because if that was in fact a concern, then in fact the shvua wouldn't make any sense. Because Abaye is of the opinion that we hold migu d'chashad ha'mamoina, chashad ha'shvuasa. So if you're concerned that he's a real ganav, then there's no point in making him swear. Why then does he swear? Chashin Hashem and Bilvi Yishan Yeshalav. We think that maybe this person really was a malva to this other person that was being oiches betalis. He's been trying to collect payment from him. It's been very, very difficult. He sees him walking in the streets. He grabbed onto his talis. But it's not that we think that he's a real ganav, because if we thought he was a ganav, we wouldn't let him swear. It's that we think that maybe this person has a real claim, he has a real tefillah, and it's for that reason that he's running over to him and he's grabbing onto the talis. But the point is, he's not a chashad ha'mamoina. Being that he's not a chashad ha'mamoina, he can swear. What's he going to swear? He's going to swear that it's not really his, but rather he's just taking it because he wants to collect on an outstanding loan that he has. But the Gemara says, Ihachi, if Abaye is so confident that if Shnayim ha'oichsim betalas, there's no tzad that one person was a ganev, and the only tzad that we have that maybe this person is lying is that it's really his, but it's not really his. It's his machmas hashibud, some sort of lien that he has on it because of an outstanding loan, then why don't we just give it to him? Let him have it. So the Gemara says, Eli, you have to say that it's not so pashut. Rather, maybe this person had a suffix that it could be he owes me money. And being that he has a suffix that he may owe me money, it's for that reason that he's tempted, he's inclined now to run over to him and to take his fingers away. But the Gemara asks Akasha, so how did we accomplish anything? It's a catch-22. The moment you see that this person is willing to grab, even though it's only a suffix, so then he'll swear also misafik. So how is the shvur accomplishing anything? A person will walk away from a suffix shvur, but a person will not walk away from suffix mamayna, presumably, like the Tosfos spoke out, because Olam Nezdaza Aloy Sisa. But it's a little bit of a chiddush, because we're going according to Abaya, who we just said holds that we say migu de choshed amamoyin a choshed ashvuas, and we don't say that shvuah is more chomer yet. Parshi inchi misafik shvuah, v'loi parshi misafik mamoyinah. Take a look at Tosis dibur amaschol mamon efshe b'chazara, and the Gemara says, my time, what's the reason for that? Mamon isa b'chazara, shvuah lesa b'chazara. Money, if you take somebody's money misafik, you could always unwind it. Shvuah, you can't. Tosis speaks out to answer this obvious question that mamonav shechav Abaya holds migu de choshed amamoyin. Then what's the svara of parshi inchi misafik shvuah like parshi misafik mamayna? So Tosfos says it's not the pshat that misafik you're going to keep it, but rather this person wants to take it. He's going to then figure out what happened. To the extent he's left with a suffix, Erev Rosh Hashanah, when it's time to do tshuva, then he's going to give it back. We call him up, he'll give it back to him, and everything is going to be fine. But at the end of the day, he's not going to keep it, misafik. He just feels that, let me grab it, let me be the muchzik. Why should he be the muchzik? I would rather have it. Like this, I can figure out what I need to do. If I'm left with a suffix, I'll return it. By shvuah, you can't do that. By shvuah, if you're going to get up and you're going to swear, misafik, you're going to be over safik shvua. A person's not willing to do that. So this person is not willing to be over an iser afilu misafik. What he is willing to do is let him be the muchzik until he's mevar the safik. The bottom line is, Abaya said the chashash in the Mishnah was never for a cold-blooded ganav, a cold-blooded gazlan. This was all about a person that may grab somebody else's thing unlawfully, but based on a real chayv, or at least a safik chayv, that this other person had towards him, being that it's not based on a choshed amamoyna, the shvuah would accomplish something, because even if you hold that choshed amamoyna, choshed ashvuasa, this person is in fact not a choshed amamoyna. So this is really the conclusion of the first part of the first sugya of Shnai Moichs and Metalis, and what we emerge with over here is four different pshatim and why Shnai Moichs and Metalis Yechalik Lebeshur. Rapapa said that we're concerned that maybe the person is saying Ani Mitzasiyah, he's saying Kula Shali, but it's really not Ani Mitzasiyah, it's not Kula Shali. Why is he saying it? He's Meir Heter. Mar said, Asfar, why one would be Meir Heter when it comes to Mitzasiyah? Asfar, why maybe somebody would be Meir Heter when it comes to Mekah Chamemka? We spoke at the Rashbam and Bava Basra, Ruben Begazel, people are Meir Heter. It's something that's very, very common. So the Chachamim felt, make him swear, so that to the extent that he's lying, just being Meir Heter, the shvu will make him walk away from the table. Rabbi Yochanan said that we're worried about a real ganef. We just saw Abaya said again, it's a more subtle case. Or like the Gemara tweaked it, Shema Sufik Milva Yeshana Yesh Le'olav. And finally, of course, we have Rabbi Chia said that this is not even a Takanas Chachamim. This is a shvua da iraisa, because each one is muchzik on Chatzi. Each one is also being Kaifer HaKoyl. This is an example of a Nitva who's Kaifer HaKoyl. You have Eidem on Chatzi. You have a Shvua Dei Raisa of Shvua's Moedim and Mixas. But before we go weiter, just one Ha'ara regarding the end of yesterday's daf. So the Gemara was trying to prove that Lo Yomrinon Migu Dechoshed Amamoyin Dechoshed HaShvuasa. And one of the Mekoyres that the Gemara thought it had was from the three Shvuas that the Shomer swears. One of which is Mashbi Enoisoi Shvua She'ina B'Shusoi. So for example, the Shamechinim that Tain is Gnev of Aveda, so what's the halacha? He's potter, but only the shvuah. He would have to swear. Rav Huna said, "Mashpi and Oisa Gimel shvuah." One of the three shvuahs was he has to walk in the bezin and say that it was stolen. It's not Bershusi. In other words, we're concerned that maybe it is Bershusi. He's just saying ain't a Bershusi. So we tell him to swear. The kasha is, to the extent that it's Bershusoi and he's saying in a Bershusi, he's a Chashan Amamoyna. If he's a Chashan Amamoyna, what's the Shvuah going to help? Elamai, lo yamina migu the Chashan Amamoyna, Chashan Ashvuasa, and it's for that reason that the Shvuah is in fact going to help, but the Gemara says he had no right. It could be Chashan Amamoyna really is Chashan Ashvuasa. This person's not a Chashan Amamoyna. Why? Because in his mind, even though he's clearly lying, he's saying it's not in my Rishos, he doesn't really mean to steal it, he's going to pay for it. being that he's going to pay for it, so he's not a chashad amamoyna. But the Gemara says, just because you're paying for it doesn't make you not a chashad amamoyna. And leisachmoid is a leisase in the Torah. It's one of the aseret adibris. It's a leisase that's very, very chamor. So to the extent that it's a leisase and you're chashad on leisachmoid, Rashi says, mali chashad on leisachmoid, mali chashad on leisigzo. At the end of the day, you're a chashad amamoyna. Elamai must be. So the Gemara gave an interesting answer. It's true he's over leisachmoid, but he doesn't think he's being over leisachmoid because in his mind I'm paying for it. Leisachmoid in his mind means if I covet somebody else's thing and I take it without paying for it. That's his understanding of leisachmoid. That's the way people perceive leisachmoid. But the emes is, it's not true. But being that he doesn't realize that he's being over leisachmoid, in his mind he's not a chashid. And being that in his mind he's not a chashid, it doesn't pass to say that migu the chashid amamayr chashid ashvuasam. We spoke yesterday, the Aloch and Shulchan Aruch in Yerideya Simen Kuf Yutes, when the Mechaber discusses these rules of when do you say that a chashid l'dover echad is a chashid l'dover achar. When we deal with chashud, what matters is not what's chomer klapi shmaya, it's what's chomer klapi bnei adam. Because at the end of the day, does, if I think something is okay, even if it's really usur, even though I'm doing something really bad, but in Hilchis Chashtud, it wouldn't necessarily make me a Chashtud. But either way, what seems to be mavur from this Gemara is Loisachmoid is something that a person would be over, even if he pays for this Chafetz that he's coveting. And as I is mefurish in the Rambam, we'll see the Lashon HaRambam in a minute, that if somebody goes over with his friend, he wants to buy something, and he drives him crazy, give it to me, the Halach is Yizav Eleisach, the Rambam's Lashon is, Kolachoy mit avdei oyam masay, oy beisay, v'kelov shal chaveroy, o kodav she'ef shaloy she'yikneo mimenu, v'hich bedol bereyim, he sent people after him, shluchim, do me a favor, please sell this chefetz to Reuben, he wants it really badly, v'hivtzer boy at shalokoy mimenu. And finally, the person acquiesced, he agreed to sell it, even if he paid full market value for it. It doesn't matter. What's the makar to the Rambam? The makar is this Gemara. The Gemara asked the Kasha, who cares that he's going to pay for it? He's going to be over leisachmoy. You see that leisachmoy is something that a person's over, even if he buys it, even if he pays for it. The Marsha is Medayik in Tosfos right here on Daf Hei Amud Beis. And the Marsha says that it's Mefurish in the Tosfos in Perek Zeboiris and Hedge and Daf Chof Hei that Tosfos argued. Tosfos said, Leisachmoy the Incher B'lo Yidmei Mashmulu, and the people are actually right. It's what people think, and it's in fact the emes. You're not over Leisachmoy to the extent that you actually pay for the item. In other words, we have a Machloikis Rishoinim, Rambam in Tosfos, somebody who cheppes someone until he finally gets this item. If he pays for it, is he over leisachmoid or is he not over leisachmoid? I'll tell you something interesting. Rabbeinu Yoino in Shari Tshuva, it's Shar Shlishi, Ois Mem Gimel. So he's talking about the loisase of loisachmoid. So at the very end of his paragraph, says Rabbeinu Yoino as follows. V'at choymed lokachas kol chefetz v'ish nichbat. Let's say you're an Adam Chashev. You're a very Chashev person. You're so Chashev that if you go over to somebody and you make a request from that person, the person's probably going to be okay with it, even if he doesn't really want to. If you're going to go ask a shayla from somebody, the person's going to feel pressured to give you what you want. You're not allowed to go over to a person and make that request. Bilti im yeda, unless you know, ki noson yiten loy benefesh chafetza, v'leyera levavei besitala. So very poetic. But Rabbi Yoin is saying that if you're an Adam Chashev and you want to borrow a chafetz from someone, and you know that that person doesn't really want to lend that chafetz, he's not comfortable lending his car, whatever it is, but you really want it. And you know that if you ask him because of a position of power that you're in, the person's going to have no choice but to acquiesce. Says Rabbeinu Yoin, if you do that, you're over a loisase deiraisa of leisachmes. It's an abuse of power. It's something you're not allowed to do. It's a loisase in the Torah. It's interesting. There's a tshuva from the Eretz Tzvi, the Kozhik Lava Goyen, Hashem Yimkom Domoy. The tshuva was written to the Gerer Rebbe. Mechtov laharav agoyin hakodesh ha'admon migershli, Baal Imre Yemes, before the war. And apparently they went through a lot of sugyas, ashas. One of the things that the Gerer Rebbe discussed with the Kozhik Lava Goyen in his tshuva was this Rabbeinu Yoina. And he wanted to know if this Rabbeinu Yoina is halacha l'maisa. Rabbeinu Yoina says it, nobody argues. So based on that, if you have a member from a Rishon, nobody argues with that Rishon. Based on that, it should be poshut that the halacha should be like that Rishon. So that was the nidin that the Ger Rebbe was asking the Kozhik Lava Goyen, and he had raya's this way and that way. The point is, he held it wasn't muchach, that because nobody argues, and you only have it from a Rishon, that necessarily has to be that the halacha is like the Rishon. That was the Gary Rebbe's shaila to the Kosher Glove Goyen. So the Kosher Glove Goyen said, number one, with regards to your whole shmooze, that if a Rishon says something and you don't find any chokim, it's not muchach that the halacha is like that Rishon. He says, absolutely, that's not the case. With regards to this a specific raya that the Gary Rebbe brought, who felt that he had a memory from one Rishon that nobody argued, the Kosher Glove Goyen brought many Rishonim that argue. So it's a classic Charifos from the Kosher Glove Goyim, where he said it's poshut that if a Rishon says something, you have no choice but to go along with it. In fact, he said that sometimes the Metzias is just the opposite. Sometimes you find that there's a Yochid that says a Halacha, the Rabbim argue with that Yochid, and the Halacha is like the Yochid, not like the Rabbim. You know one example that he gives? One example, the Gemara says in Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, "Kama matzlinu no idnak siriv amiri." If someone's loyaleinu a chayla during the course of the year, or if somebody wants parnasa, so there's a bracha rifaenu, there's a bracha baruch aleinu. Says the Gemara, "Kama matzlinu no idnak siriv amiri." It's Rabbi Yosi. It's not like the Chachamim. Who's Rabbi Yosi? Who's the Chachamim? So they are of Masechtas Rosh Hashanah daf Tez Zayin thing. It's a machlokes tanam over there. How often does a Kadosh Baruch Hu judge mankind? We Paskin, the Chachamim say, B'Rosh Hashanah Yikasevun, U'B'Yayim Tzayim Kippur Yechasem. Rabbi Yosi argues. Rabbi Yosi says a person is judged every single day. Zok to Gemara, when we daven Rifa'enu, in Chodesh Cheshvin, in Chodesh Tevis, who we davening Rifa'enu? Aliba the Rabbi Yosi. Because according to the Chachamim, whatever happened, happened. It's Tavka Rabbi Yosi, that every day there's an Idin. So Rosh Hashanah you can daven Rifa'enu, Rosh Hashanah you can daven for all the good things. Because that's the Yom Adin. Aliba the Chachamim. It's only according to Rabbi Yosi that there's a Yom Adin 365 days a year. It's only according to Rabbi Yosi that it's Shayach, Kama Matzlino no Idno, Aksir Vamari. But the Matthias is that we do it. Ki Rabbi Yosi. Is the halacha like Rabbi Yosi? No, the halacha is not like Rabbi Yosi. If the halacha is like Rabbi Yosi, it'd be Rosh Hashanah the whole year. We wouldn't have tonight Rosh Hashanah. So why do we do it? Even though it's only a Das Yachid. So he says it's Pashit, it's Elu ve'elu divrei l'kim chayim. And you have to realize that even though we paskin that the Ikar Yom Adin is Rosh Hashanah, but Elu ve'elu divrei l'kim chayim, so da shitas Rabbi Yosi. And we have to take on Shitas Rabbi Yosi. The whole concept of Elu Ve'elu Divrei L'Kim Chayim is something that's above our pay grade to properly understand. But the bottom line is, it's not just that we don't pass it like Rabbi Yosi, we do it anyways, because if we don't pass it like Rabbi Yosi, and it's only Rabbi Yosi, then why would we do it? The Torah says there's an element of Elo Ve'elos. It's interesting how this is the one raya that he brings for this shmuz. But the bottom line is, going back to the Shari Teshuva, this Rabbeinu Yonah, so Ger Rebbe wanted to know, is it Aliba de Hilchasa or is it not Aliba de Hilchasa? So the Kosher Glove Goyen said, Avad it's Aliba de Hilchasa. And he said, this idea that the Rebbe said, he doesn't have any Rishon that says, Rabbeinu Yonah says, it's the Rambam. What's the difference between the Rambam and Rabbeinu Yonah? What did Rambam say? If somebody wants to buy something from his friend, and he pressures him, until finally the person agrees to sell it to him, afilu nosim le'domim harbe, that loch is, he's over le'sachmoid. So they say, Maris, even if you paid for it, you're over le'sachmoid. So what's the difference between buying something and borrowing something? Hatzad ha'shava shebehen is the person did something he really didn't want to do. He was pressured into doing it. But you didn't do anything wrong. You're not a gazlin. You're not a ganif. In one case, it was mekach memkar. In the other case, it was sheila. But at the end of the day, zok the kosher glove goyin, Rabbeinu Yonah is not saying anything different fundamentally than what the Rambam said. It's a different application. It's a nice chap. It's a geshmak azach. It's definitely worth writing and repeating. But if you break it down to its core fundamental principle, he's saying exactly what the Rambam said. That it's shaykh to be over loisachmoy, even if you're doing a maisa beheter, as long as you bully the person into doing something he didn't want to do. That's loisachmoy. So says the kosher glove goyin, he doesn't think that in halacha Rabbeinu Yonah is saying such a grace a chiddush. It's a chiddush. Tosfos argues, but he's not saying anything more than the Rambam said, and that is mashma certainly from the pashas of the Gemara. But daf hey amid beis. So the bottom line is just an interesting shmuz. But one other interesting marum makom on this idea, the Gemara said leisachmoid leinchi beloid me mashmalu. So even a person that's over leisachmoid, but if he does it by paying for this chayfetz, he wouldn't become a chashid amamoyna. I saw Reb Kiveger in Zagoyis and Shulchan Aruch, Simen Lamed Dalet. Simen Lamed Dalet, which we refer to a lot through the Ktzos, but Simen Lamed Dalet is the Simen in Shulchan Aruch that talks about psulei edus. So the Ktzos says that avada a ganav and a gazlin. The Shulchan Aruch says that a ganav and a gazlin is psulei edus. That goes without saying. Reb Kiveger brings from the Marie Kash, and he brings it from the Advaz and the Tshuva as well, that they both said that if somebody steals from a goy, even though we just learned the sugis above a comma together, that gnevas, akum gezel, akum is aser, but if somebody steals from a goy, he won't be posoledus. You know why? Because gezel akum leimashmilahu isura. People don't perceive it as being aser. And even though really it is aser, and it could be you're over the same way sigzel that you're over if you steal from a yid, but being that people don't think of it that way, at the end of the day, you don't become a chashin amamayna, you won't be posoledus. So this svara of leisachmoy leinshi beloid me mash, who has other manifestations as well. Either way, Zokti Gemar Boy Rab Zeira. So the Mishnah discussed Shnayim Moichs in the Talis. What's the halacha? Yachloiku b'shvo. Clarified Rab Zeira the following question. Talk for Echad b'faneinu ma'o. What if Reuven and Shimon walking to Bez and they're both holding on to a Talis, and then Reuven grabs it from Shimon, or Shimon grabs it from Reuven? What's the halacha? Do you say the thing they walked into Bez and it was Shnayim Moichs in the Talis, Yachloiku b'shvo? Or maybe now one person's holding on to it. So being that one person is holding on to it now, the halacha is going to be Hamoitzim Mechavei Olavarach. I mean, if they'd walk into Bez then, and one person would be holding on to it, Avada the halacha would be Hamoitzim Mechavei Olavarach. Incidentally, it's worth speaking out because it's going to be Negei in the Cheshbon HaGemara. Even according to Sumchas, that holds Mamon Amuta B'Sofik, Chelkin B'loi Shvuah, who seems to argue with the principle of Amoitzi Mechavei Olav Araya, even Sumchas would agree that if two people walk into Bez and one person's holding on to a talus and the other person starts screaming, it's mine, the halacha is going to be Amoitzi Mechavei Olav Araya. Sumchas doesn't disagree with the concept of Amoitzi Mechavei Olav Araya. What else should the halacha be? Avad it's Amoitzi Mechavei Olav Araya. Aye, doesn't Sumchas say by Shosh and Ogre Chasaporo, by Machlev Porv Chamor, the halacha is Mamon Amuta B'Sofik Chalkin? The difference is very obvious. The difference is that over there, there's a Sofik Lefanenu. There's a real Sofik over here. Did the Shar kill the Poro before the baby was born? Or was it after the baby was born? There's a Drora de Mamoino. There's a Sofik Beli Tanoi Seyam. There's a real Sofik over there. Being that there's a real Sofik, so we don't know what the halacha is. So the Chachamim say, Hamoitze Mechavei Olav Araya. Sumcha says, you don't say Hamoitzi Mechavei Olav Araya. But where two people walk in the bez and one person's holding on to it, there's no Sofik Lefaneinu. This person decided to create a Sofik because he's shrying and screaming without any basis at all. He's not a muchzik. There's no basis for it to be his. So that even Sumchas is going to agree that Allah is going to be Hamoitzi Mechavei Olav Araya. The question was, if they walked into bez and Shnai Moichs and Vitalis, and then Bifaneinu, that's the key word, talk for Echad Bifaneinu in front of bez, then one person grabbed it from the other person. What's the Allah? Says the Gemara, hey Chidon, Ida Shosig, what did Shimon do when Reuven grabbed it from Shimon? Was he quiet? So it would constitute Hedos Badin Kameya Edim Dami. It's Pashit that Reuven, who's now holding on to the whole talis, should be the Muchzik. The Ida Katzavach. And if Shimon is screaming, my Havalei Hebad, then of course the halacha should be that the Tokfa means nothing. And the halacha should be yachloiku b'shvua. Sakti gemara loy tzricha the shasik meikar. What happened was first Shimon was quiet, v'hadar tzavach, and then 5 minutes later he started yelling. My, what's the halacha? What's the shaylo? Midish, do you say the thing that he was quiet initially? Do you idolate that constitutes idosh? Even the katzavach hashta, being that later he started yelling igloi milsa. Retroactively, we now realize the hayda shasik meikar. The reason he was quiet initially is sabah hakachazalei rabban, not because it was hayda, because it was hayda. He went to start yelling now. But he felt the rabbis were all sitting there. They saw what went down, so I don't have to be Moicha. The Rabbana will be Moicha on my behalf. He realized things weren't going the way he thought they were going to go. So now he made his Macha. Now he got up and he was Savach. So that was the Shaila. So it's not so much a Lumdish Shaila. It's a more specific Shaila, a case where talk for Echa b'faneinu, he was quiet, then he yelled. Do you assume once you're quiet, Shtika Goida? Or maybe the yelling later is the Gloy Milsalam Afreya that it was never a Shtika Goida. Amr Rav Nachman, Nachman Zatosh Ma'abin Gerat, Bemet Dvar Ma'amurim. When is the halacha Shnai Moichs and the Talis Yechloiku B'Shvua? She Shnai Madukum, that's if both people are holding on to the Talis. Abel Hoys, the Talis Yitzim Tachos Yodosh Alecha Mehem. But if only one of the two people walked into Bezin holding the Talis, Amoitzim Echaveri Olav Arayo, says the Gwar Hechidomi, what's the case? Idem, Ekidikitani, is it Pashit like the Brisa says, two people walked into Bezin, one person's holding on to the talis. In contrast to our Mishnah, which Shnai makes in the talis. Shita, that's Pasha. I need a Brisa for that. Avada, like we spoke at, even Sumchas would hold the halacha in that case is Hamoitza Mechavei Olav Araya. It's Pasha that would be the halacha. Ela must be Shetog V'Echa B'Vaneinu. Isn't that the case? Well, one person grabbed it and it played itself out the way we just said. First, the other person was quiet, then he was savach, and the brisa seems to be paskening, meaning, because once you're shoysek, once you're quiet, shtika koida, and we don't say that when you're savach later, igloi milsa, lema freya. If you really felt that he was taking it away from you, shaloi kedin, you should have been meicha right away. The Gemara says, loy hacha, my askin, it could be it's a whole different case. Kindos, come along, get the piece of two people walking the bezdin, it was shnai meichs and vatalis. Farmina, the bezdin told them, zilu plugu, go out, divide it, and pass. That's the halach. Vinafku, they left, vaderasu, and then they came back. But when they came back, one person was holding it. So what happened? Hi, Yomar, now they're fighting against. These people clearly cannot get along. So he said, when we walked out of Bezdin, then he told me that he was really lying. It's really mine. But hi, Yomar, what are you talking about? But the may you got to the lay. I rented it to him. I loaned it to him. Damrina lay, here the halach is amay tzimei chavrei all over. We believe the person that's holding it, because we tell him, ad hashta, chashtas lay begaz. Until now, you were treating this person as if he's the biggest gun, if you don't trust one word that comes out of his mouth. And now all of a sudden you're renting it to him without Aiden. Something doesn't smell right. You must have been moid at him. And therefore it's a moid some mechavir al right. So you're right. The Bryce is not talking about a classic case where two people walk into bez and one person's holding onto the talis. I don't need a Bryce for that. Allah is right. But it's pshita. It's also not the Shiloh of Rab Zeiro, Takva Echa Befaneinu, where he was Shasak Vahadet Zavach. It's a different case. The case is, like we just explained, Iba Yaseim Akitiktani, or alternatively, another Akimta, Dasul Kaman Kitavas Lachad Minayu. It was talking about where they walked in, both holding onto it. However, one of the two, Shimon, Misrach Basruchi, he was holding on to the fringes of the talus. So he didn't have a real kedei achiz on the talus. He was just holding on to the fringes. And the chiddush of the braisa is that afilu l'sumchis to'amen mamana multivisafi chalkim aleshvua, even sumchis who holds mamana multivisafi chalkim aleshvua. What do we mean, even sumchis? Even sumchis, who's very makel, he has a very quick trigger when it comes to saying yachloiku. Even sumchis, moide sumchis, desirchel avtchumi. Sumchis is going to be moide that this is not a case of yachloiku. Because this is not an example of shnai moichs and the talis. Rather, this is an example where one person is holding on to the talis, and it's for that reason that Allah is going to be hamoitzi mechavei alvarai. So again, the braisa doesn't mean kipshutai, because if it meant kipshutai, pshita, it means, or it's discussing in Akimta, what's the Akimta? It's not Muchach, it's Rav Zeir's Akimta, because it could be one of the two aforementioned Akimtas. Zok de Gemara Vayter. Im tim tzoloi mar. Takfa echad bifaneinu moitzi enoisem yadai. So we had a Shaila, Rav Zeir's Shaila. Takfa echad bifaneinu. What's the halacha? Says the Gemara. If you're going to tell me the halacha is that if Reuven would chap the talus away from Shimon in front of Bezdin, and the way we made the Akimta in the Gemara Shaila, Shimon would be quiet. And then a few minutes later, he would be Meicha, he would be Tzavach. That Locha would be Moitzi, and Isam Yadeh, we would take it away from Reuven, because we would say, Gloy Milsalam Afreid, that the Sheikh is not a Shtika, Hikdisha in a Mekudesh. That's Pashat, says the Gemara. If Reuven wouldn't grab the Chafetz from Shimon, but he would be Makdish the Chafetz, while him and Shimon are both holding on to the Talis. So Shnai Meichas and the Talis, Reuven says, I want this talis to be heknish. It's pashut, says the Gemara. If you hold takfa echad befaneinu moitzi enoisa miyadai, then if Reuven is makdish the chayfetz, ain't a mekudeshes. Because if I can't grab the other half of the chayfetz, how can I be makdish the other half of the chayfetz? But im tim tzolei mar, talk, this is the part where you have to be quiet. Im tim tzolei mar, takfa echad befaneinu moitzi enoisa miyadai. But if you're going to tell me that takfa echad befaneinu, that loch is ein moitzi en, that loch is like the other side of Reb Zeir Shaila, that if Reuven would grab the chayfetz, and Shimon would be quiet, and then it would be tzaveach, that loch would be that Reuven gets to keep it. Because once he's quiet, shtika koida, hektisha b'loi takfa ma'u, what would be the halacha if Reuven would be makdish the chayfetz? He wouldn't grab the chayfetz, meaning he's only makdish it without grabbing it. What's the shayla? Kivin da ma'amar, do we say that being that we know, hektish 101, amirasa l'gvoi kamsirasa l'had yitami, kemani takfa dami. Do we say that being that in hektish, you never have to physically give something to hektish in order for it to become hektish? How does something become hektish? By verbally saying that you want this chavitz to be hektish. So verbally committing something to hektish is the equivalent of taking it and giving it to hektish. It's the same thing. So just like if Reuven would grab the chavitz and then be makdish it, he'd be able to do that. Because takfa echa befaneinu ein moitzi enoisa miyadai, which means it's his. So if he wants, he could be makdish it. So too, if he's makdish it without grabbing it, it should also work. Because even though there's a very big difference between the two cases, in one case he grabbed it, in the other case he didn't grab it, but being that Amir Legvaya is Kemesir Lahedyet, the grabbing is almost inconsequential in the context of Hektish. So it's for that reason, command the talk for dummy, maybe it should be okay. Oy Dilma, Hashtami, Alay talk for, or the more obvious side. Right now it's not his. Fix him, and we know the Ishki Akdish is basic, Kodesh, Ma Basir, Bishusei, Avkol Bishusei, okay, Haidala Bishusei. That you can't be mocked as something that's not in your Rishus. Gezavalay Nisiyashua Bailam, anything that's not in your Rishus, Taloch is, you can't be mocked as. So that's the Shiloh. If you hold talk for Echa Bifanenu, E Maitzi, and Oysimi Yodai. Meaning, if I would be toikifit and then be makdishit, the hektish would be chal. What if I was makdishit without being toikifit? Do you say that Amir Legvayi Kemsir Lahedyet, having it in my rishos is sort of inconsequential? So even if I didn't grab it, I could be makdishit, just like I'd be able to be makdishit if I already grabbed it? Or no, hektish at the end of the day has to be in your rishos in order for you to be makdishit. And hashtam, yolei takfa. Lamaisa, right now you are makdishit. Says the Gemara, Toshma, I'll prove this Shiloh from the following Yibayit. There was a merchitz, says Rashi, David bin Tzolo, betray two people were fighting over it. Now, what's the halacha if two people would be fighting over a mesusa? So Tosfos speaks that on the bottom, Tosfos on the Avavim and Aleph, that being that a merchitz is karka, and you can't be muchzik in karka, based on what Tosfos said on the Avavim and Aleph, right in the beginning of the Masechta, the halacha would be called Olam Gavar. So this was a merchitz where the halacha in Shulchan Aruch was called Olam Gavar. Kom Chad Binayu. Now, one of these two parties got up, Akdasha, and he made it hektish. All the Rabbanon were perished from this merchitz. Apparently, this was a mikvah that people used to use. So they all, nobody wanted to have anything to do with this merchitz because they were concerned that it was hektish. You'd be moiba hektish if you go into this merchitz. So again, it wasn't such a clearly defined hektish. There were two people that were fighting over it. It wasn't clear who the real owner was. One person was makdashit. He never was machzik in it. Even though the halacha was called Olam Gavar, he was never the Olam. He never did anything to prove that I'm the stronger man in the room, so now it becomes mine. He was just Makdashit. He could have chapped it. He could have exercised his right to be the Olam, bin Gavar, and then be Makdashit. But that's not what happened. And what did the Rabbanon do? Parshimina, Rab Chananya, Rab Oishia, Vekulu Rabban, Omle, Rab Oishia, Rab Oishia told Rabbo, Ki Ozos Kamed Rab Chizda. When you go to Rab Chizda, Le Kafri, to the city, Kafri, Bo Minei, ask Rab Chizda, are we right for being Pirish or not? What's the halacha with this Masusa? Is it Hektish? Is it not Hektish? So the Gemara says, Ki Ozos Le Sura. So he was en route, Rabbo was to Kafri. He wanted to ask Rab Chizda de Shaila. He stopped off in Sura, and the great Rav Hamnuna lived in Sura. So he felt, this is such a festa shaila, till I get to Rabba, let me ask Rav Hamnuna the shaila. So he goes to Sura, he goes to Rav Hamnuna, and he asked him this shaila, what's the halacha with this mesutza? On the one hand, it was called Olam Gavar, each person had a right to it. Had the Olam been Gavar, then the Makdashit, the Hektish would have been Chal, but he was Makdashit without ever being the Olam Gavar. Is the Hektish Chal, or is the Hektish not Chal? So Amalei Rav Hamnuna, so Rav Hamnuna told him, Masnisei, it's a Mishnah, Mesechtis, Tahiris, Sofik Bechairis. If you have a Sofik Bechar, Echad Bechar Adam, whether it's a Sofik Bechar Adam, so Rashi says, what's an example of Sofik Bechar? A woman gave birth to a child. The child was a nafil. The shayla was it a tzuras of lad? Was it not a tzuras of lad? So that the next child that this woman has, is that the peterechem? Or was the peterechem the previous one? Bottom line is, you have a safik bechar. Saf echa bechar adam. When the safik is a bechar adam, so the father of the child has a safik, whether he has to be paid to this child, he has to give chamish slam to a kayin, techa bechar behema, or it was a bechar behema. And within bechar behema, bein tahirim, bein temeim, whether it was a bechar behema tahira. Or it was a Bechar Behema Tmeya. Where's the Negeah Kedushas Bechar by a Char Behema Tmeya? It's Negeah the Petah Chamar. Chamar is the only Behema Tmeya that has Kedushas Bechar. What are you supposed to do? You're supposed to redeem the Chamar onto a Seh. You give the Seh to a Koyim. Then you have the Halacha of the Arifa. But whether we're dealing with Bechar Adam, or we're dealing with Bechar Behema Tahir, we're dealing with Bechar Behema Tmeya, it doesn't matter. The Halacha is always going to be Hamaytze Mechaveri Oliver Rai. That's always going to be the halacha, which Muschur Rishon certainly means that if the Kohen wants the Chamish Slav, if the Kohen wants to take the animal that's a Bechar, if the Kohen wants to take a Seh that was used to be Poida, this Safik Chamar, or this Chamar that's a Safik Bechar, the halacha is going to be Hamoitzim Mechavrei Olivarai. The Tani Allah, and we learned in a Braisa, Asurim Begiz of Avodah, that although the Kohen needs a Raya if he wants to take this Bechar, but the Bechar has Kedushas Bechar Misafik, and the halach is that it's going to be also to give a Vavoida. Said Rav Hamnuna the following cheshbon. And this is where Rav Amnuna takes over. In this braisa, or in this Mishnah, I see that the halacha is meaning that even though the halacha is that misafik, the koyin has no right to take the bechor from the owner, but it sounds like from the Mishnah said Rav Amnuna that what would be if the koyin went ahead and took it? Now the story would flip. Now the koyin would be the muchzik, and the owner of the Bechor would be the Moitzi Mechaveri, and would be all of Haraya, that he would have to bring a Raya if he would want to take it away from the Kohen. Because HaMoitzi Mechaveri, all of Haraya sounds like it's Halacha Psuka. Whether it's the Kohen that wants to be Moitzi, or whether it's the other way around. So it sounds like, said Rav Hamnuna, from the fact that the Halacha is HaMoitzi Mechaveri, all of Haraya, without clarifying that it's only when the Kohen is being Moitzi from the Yisrael, not the other way around, that if takfu koyin, ein moitzi noisim yadi, then where do you see it in the Mishnah? Because the Mishnah said, ha moitzi mechaveri olive raya, and it didn't clarify only the koyin from the Yisrael. So it sounds like even if the Yisrael from the koyin, had the koyin get it, he never brought a raya, he was takfu, he grabbed it, shalai kadin, but it doesn't matter. It sounds like either way that loch is, ha moitzi mechaveri olive raya. V'chi loy takfu, but the Braisa also says, and this is the leap of faith that we have to take in this Gemara, asurim begizov avoido, it sounds like that the Braisa said that before the Kohen takes it, it's already Asa B'Gizav Avoida. Now, why is it Asa B'Gizav Avoida before the Kohen takes it? Now, if you'd ask a man on the street, he would tell you, because we have a Safik, we don't know. So, Safik Mamin Amaitse Mechavei Olveray, you always go Kula L'Nitva, Safik Kedushas Bechar, so what's the halacha? Me Safik, you have to treat it as if it's really Kaddish. The halacha is that it's Asa B'Gizav Avoida. But Rav Amnuna didn't think that could be the pshat. Rav Amnuna thought that you know why it must be Asa B'Gizav Avoida? It's probably because being that the Kohen has a schus to take it, or at the very least, if he takes it, it's going to be his. Zoysay Meres, there's a real tzad matnas kahuna over here. There's a real tzad kedushas bechar. Not just a tzad suffik. There's a tzad that there may be a real of an emesin matnas kahuna, a kiyum of the halachas of Bechor that are going to take place. Where's that going to happen? If the kohen takes it, the halacha is going to be ein moitzi noisa miyada. And it's for that reason that right now, even before the kohen takes it, the halacha is asurim begizav avoida, because the fact that the kohen has a schus to take it, that gives it a din matnas kahuna, and as a result, it's going to be also begizav avoida. Ke'ilu Rav Amnuna understood that if the kohen would have no schus to take this bechor, it wouldn't be also begizav avoida. Because if the halacha is ein moitzi noisa miyada and moitzi mechaveri olav haraya, then you don't say go lechumra and it should be also begizav avoida. The only way it could be also begizav avoida is if there's a tzad that the kohen should be able to get it. What's the tzad the kohen should be able to get? Rav Amnuna said, I see it in the Mishnah. Because the Mishnah said, Amoitzi mechavei olav haraya, both ways, talk for kohen, amoitzi, so there's a tzad that the kohen has it. When does the kohen have it? The kohen grabbed it. And because there's a tzad tzchus for the kohen, it becomes already also begizav avoida right now. So you see that being that takfu kohen emaitzi noisim yadai, ki loy takfu asurim begizav avoida. So too, when it comes to the case of the mesusa, being that each one of these people had a tzad tzchus mamen in this chayfetz, because the din was called olam gavar, so if I'm the olam, I could be gavar, it could be mine, and once it's mine, it's poshut, I could be makdashit. See, even before it's mine, if I'm makdashit, it could be chal hektish. Just like the bechor has kedushas bechor, it's also begizav avoida, even though the kohen didn't grab it yet, because if the kohen does grab it, emaitzi nois miyadei, so too the mesusa should be hektish if one of the bali din are makdashit, even though they didn't grab it yet, being that they have a schus, they have a right to grab it. Amalei Rabba. But Rabba said, what are you shtelling to? This is chitin v'sa'irin. Kedushas bachar ka'amid loyla. Maybe l'chol tak v'koy metzi noisa miyadoi. So Rabba, this was Rav Amnuna's response to Rabba. Again, there's a story here. There was a mesusa, it really happened. All the Amiram were Poirish. Rabba was on his way to his Rebbe Rav Chizda to ask Rav Chizda the Shaila. Rabba was a Talmud of Rav Chizda. So he's on his way to his Rebbe Rav Chizda to ask him the Shaila. He stops off in Surah. He brings the Shaila to Rav Amnuna. And Rav Amnuna takes us from Shnai Meichsam Batalas to Tokfu Koy in a Mishnah where he thought he had a right at Tokfu Koy named Metzi Noisim Yoda. And that's why the Bechor is Asa Begiza Vavoida. So Rabba responds to him. He says, I disagree with you. I, the Mishnah says, Amoitzi Mechavrei Olav Araya. It means the Kohen, if he wants to be Moitzi from the Yisrael, he has to bring a Raya. But if the Kohen grabs it, the Yisrael does not have to bring a Raya if he wants to take it back from the Kohen. Vafilu Hachi, Asurim Begizav Avoida. It's still going to be Asurim Begizav Avoida. And the reason is the Kedusha, Haba Me'eleo Shani. Because this is something that's Kodesh Abba Melech. You don't need that the Kohen should have a schus mamin in the Bechor in order for it to be hektish. In order for the Mesusa to have been hektish, you would need the Baldin that was Makdish to have a schus mamin in it. That was the Shaila. Being that he didn't grab it, he has a schus to grab it, do you say he could be Makdish now, or do you not say that he could be Makdish now? But as it relates to Bechor, which is Kodesh Me'elov, it's Pasha why it's also Begizav Avoida. It's also Begizav Avoida for the same reason the man on the street would have told you it's also Begizav Avoida. Because it's a Kedusha that's Bob Me'elov, you don't need any Schus Mamin for it. We have a Suffolk, we have no idea if it has Kedusha's Bechor or not. HaMoitzamechavel of Araya as it relates to the Schus Mamin. If the Kohen takes it, you're taking it right back from him. Because Tokfu Kohen might see an Oisamiyad, he has no right to take it. Right now, I'm the Muchsik, I keep it. As it relates to us, of Giza Vavayda, there's a Sufik, it has Kedusha's Bechor. Sufik, Kedusha's Bechor, that Lach is going to be that it's going to be us, of Giza Vavayda. So we'll just exhale for 1 second. There's an important machlekes Rashi and Tosafos, so they had to understand the case of the Mesusa and the case really of Tokfu Kohen. Rashi said that the Gemara brought, and we're not going to see the end of this Gemara until tomorrow, this goes right into Tav Zayin. But what did we bring the Toshma Dahi Mesusa for? What was the Tzushel? We had Reb Zeir Shaila. Tokfa Echa Befaneinu Ma. Now, what was Reb Zeir Shaila? Reb Zeir Shaila was a very specific Shaila. It was talking about where Shnai Moichsa Matalas, Reuven grabbed it from Shimon. Shimon was Shasach, Ulubasoif, Savach. And the question is, do you say that Shtika Koida, or maybe Lasayf Savach is a Gloy Mil Salam Afreya? It was a very specific Shaila. It wasn't Shalom Desh Shaila. Tokfa Koyim might see and Aim might see in. It was more of a balabatish shaila, if I may. It was a question of, do you say that the tzavach is a gloy milsalam afreya, that there was no shtika goida, or it's not a gloy milsalam afreya? And we're bringing a raya, toshma, from a mesusa. So Rashi says that the case of mesusa was the same exact case, where there were two people that were fighting over this mesusa. One was makdashit, the other person was shasak, ulubasav tzavach. And then afterwards, he started yelling. And it's for that reason, it's an exact tzushtel. The Rishonim argue with Rashi. Tosfos primarily argues with Rashi, and the Pashim Pshat, why Luchura, Rashi's Pshat seems to be very mechudeshes in the Sugya, because how would you fit in the Shasak L'Basoyf Tzavach to the case of Tokfu Koy? Meaning, Bishleim Eshnaim Eichzim Betalis, Bishleim Ahim Esusa. So these are Sugyas where Shtika Koydah could play a role. But in the case of the Safik Bechor, no one has a clue. Nobody knows. There's no smokin for a shtika koida when you're talking about Safik Bechor. So at first glance, how do you understand this oikinta of Shafsak Ulubasayf Tzavach in the case of Tokfu Koy? You can make it work in the Hahim Mesusa, but how are you going to make it work in the case of Tokfu Koy? It's for that reason Tosfos argues. Tosfos says that the case of the Mesusa and the case of Tokfu Koy have nothing to do with Shafsak Ulubasayf Tzavach, and it's much more of a fundamental Shaila. The Shaila is that to the extent that I have a right to grab it, because of Kol Dolim Gavar, or because of Tokfu Koyin Eimaitzi Noisim Yadoy, does that mean that even before I grab it, I could be Makdashit? Or maybe I can't be Makdashit? How is it going to circle back to Rav Zeir Shaila, which Luchura was not so much a Lamdash Shaila? It was more the Shaila of Shasag L'Tayf Tzavach. So we're going to have to wait till the end of the Sugya to see how it's all going to play out. But for now, we have a Machloikis, Rashi, and Tosfos, whether the Mesusa and the Tokfu Koyin was also Shasag L'Tayf Tzavach, and it's the same exact Shaila as Rav Zeir Shaila, or perhaps it's not the same Shaila. It's a similar Shaila, and the Gemara is bringing it as a Toshma to be pushed Rav Zeir Shaila, but at the end of the day, it's not really the same Shaila. Either way, says the Gemara, we seem to have a Machloikis, Rav Hamnuna, and Rabba, where the Tokfu Koyin, Ein Maitzi Noisa Miyadai, a Tokfu Koyin Maitzi Noisa Miyadai. Says the Gemara, Amalei Rav Chananya L'Rabba, Tan Mesiyah L'Cha, bring you a Raya, that Tokfu Koyin Maitzi Noisa Miyadai. What's the Raya? Sveikis L'Tlasam L'Dir Lis Aser, the Loch is that if you have a Sofik, whether something is Chayiv in Maitse Behema or not Chayiv in Maitse Behema, so Nechnasam L'Dir Lis Aser, the Sofik, you have to put it into the deer, you have to include it in the Meiser Behema. Now the Gemara later is going to say that what's the case of the Safik? The case was where you had a Chamar, Safik if it's a Bechar. You applied it with a Seh. So right now this Seh is a Safik whether it belongs to the Kayin. It's a Safik if it was used for Pidyon Chamar, or if it wasn't used for Pidyon Chamar. It was definitely used for Pidyon, but there was a Safik in the underlying Chamar. So the Halach is, the Safik is Nichnas Sadir. Says the Gemara, if the Halach is going to be, that if the Kohen would grab the Seh, he would get to keep it. Am I Nichnas on the deer? Had he ever right to put it into the deer? Nimtz Zepoyte Mamoinoi. Vimoinoi Shal Kohen. If it belongs to the Kohen, you can't use it as part of your Minyan Asara. So if you can't use it as part of your Minyan Asara, then how in the world is it Nichnas Ladir? It belongs to the Kohen. So Bishleim of Tokfu Kohen might see an Oisim Yadoi. So then we look at it as if it's yours, because even if the kohen took it, you'd be able to take it back. But to the extent that if the kohen would grab it, he'd be able to keep it, then why is the halacha that nichnasim ledir? It seems like it belongs to the kohen. At the very least, it could belong to the kohen if he grabs it. So that should be enough that you shouldn't be able to put in your dear amalei abaye imish amal letzayel lamar. That if this is your raya, he told Rav Chananya, don't bring a raya to Mar, to Unzer Rebbe Rabbo. This is not a good raya. Because Achim Mayaskin, it could be the case over here, was going to Lesley Elatishavu. Maybe there was an Akimta in this halacha. The Akimta was where there were 9 plus the 10. Now this tenth is a suffix. The Bumaman of Shach Ibar Chiyuvahu. If this set is really the tenth, then come answer. Then it's fine. You love bar chiyuv. It really belongs to the kohen, so it's not a bar chiyuv. Tisha, love bar esurin. You know, anyways, not chayiv and maizus, because anyways, all you have is nine. So the price of that said as fake is nachlas ledir is because this. What's your downside? Why not? You might as well do it. But enachinami, if there was a tzad that there was downside, like you had 11 and there was a shad, then you wouldn't be able to be nichnas ledir because this is really a suffix. Because maybe talk for koyin, they might see an asimiyot. Adam Rabbayo, but then Abayo retracted. He told Rav Chanan, you know something? On second thoughts, I think this price is a zeh gute raya to unzir Rebbe Rabbo. Because the Amri is fake lava asurihu. Because I'll prove to you that to the extent that you have a suffix with regards to the status of a seh or any other animal, whether it counts for Ma'is Behemah, it doesn't count for Ma'is Behemah. The halach is that misafik, you can't count it at all. This is a well-known Mishnah. We went to the Mishnah Kofetz, somebody was doing his Ma'is Behemah. The fifth animal went out, right? He's going tachas ha-shevet. This is an asana taikif. And then all of a sudden, the animal jumps back into the deer. It goes back into the where all the animals were. So there's one animal that went out that now jumped in. The problem is that once something goes tachas ha-shevet, it becomes potter from future Ma'is Behemah. And even if you never count to 10, it becomes future. Because once it was Roy, Leminyan Asara, it was part of the 10, the halacha is it's potter. So what we have over here is all the rest of the behemoths that this person has, there's a suffix whether in fact they're all chayv and Ma'is Behemah. Because there's one that's not chayv and Ma'is Behemah. And the halacha is kulam beturim, they're all out. But if you're going to tell me that you could be ma'aser misafik la'aser v'mon of shach, why don't you just give ma'aser v'mon of shach? Why don't you say as follows? Why don't you just go through the charade, go through the process? Now it's true that there's one that may be off, but what are you losing? Right now they're all going to be potter. So at the very least, you can gain. There's only upside. There's no downside. Instead of saying they're all potter, why don't you just go through every tenth, take it out, and at the very least, misafik, you'll have something to give to the kohen. Because Rava said, minyan aroi, koit elamai islachamemer, what do you have to say? Asiri vadi omer achmono, v'lei asiri safik. Ochanami, asiri vadi omer achmono, v'lei asiri safik. What you must have to say is that you don't give maisa misafik. Meaning, usually, there's a concept of suffix. So I don't know if there is vade, but no, he's suffix. Let me at least try. But when it comes to meiser, either you're 100% sure that you're chayev in meiser, that all 10 of these animals are chayev in meiser, or you're not 100% sure. It's all or nothing. And if you're not 100% sure, asiri has to be vadai, v'lei asiri suffix, and it's for that reason that halacha is going to be that, in this case, you can't give meiser misafik. Again, what was the kasha? Hasveik is nechnas on the deal is aser. Tishloim if takfu koyin mitzi nois in the yaday. So there's no suffik. Right now, I'm the muchzik. Right now, it's mine. Takfu koyin mitzi nois in the yaday. We would take it away from him anyways. That's why it's nechnas on the deal. But if takfu koyin ain mitzi nois in the yaday, then it's no better than a suffik for sure. So if all I have is a suffik, how is it nechnas on the deal is aser? So that was what Reb Chananya told Rabbo that Tanya de Mesayel have a raya to you, not like your Rebbe, or not like Rav Hamnuna, who said, Takfu koyin, ein moitzi oisim yadai. I have a raya that takfu koyin moitzi oisim yadai. So two ha'aris, you can't just go through takfu koyin, but just two ha'aris regarding this sugya. Number one, Tosfos asks Akasha, in this case of kofatz echon mena minuyin letoichon kulin peturin, tema frey Tosfos, the levatel beruba. You have a deer. You have 100 animals. One animal went tachas ha-shevet, and now it springed. It went into the deer. So now there's 101 animals, one of which is potter. The other 100 are really chayef. fake Tosfos, isn't this Bittul 101? Why don't we say that the one that's Potter is Bittul to all the other ones that are Chayiv? Vel Chayiv Kulu B'Meiser. And they should all be Chayiv B'Meiser. Ah, you'll tell me it's a Davar Choshev, it's a Davar Sheva Minyan. These are all Svaris Midirabana. Tosfos says it's not called Kavur Kemechza Mechzadami either. So Tosfos crosses his T's, dots his I's. He works out all the Cheshbonos. So Tosfos says at the end of the day, I see a classic Bittul B'Rayv. So if it's a classic Bittul B'Rayv, why don't we look at it, all of them as if they're Chayiv? And the Halacha should be, it should be Chayiv. Since you do the Rosh, the Tosfos HaRosh and our Sugya says a teretz that's quoted by the Achronim throughout Shas, and that is that even though the halacha is Achri Rabbim Lahatos, from where we learn called the parish Miruba parish, we learn from there the halacha of Bittul B'Rayv. But the way Rayv works is not that it's Machriya the Safek. Rayv doesn't say that there's no Safek anymore. Rav doesn't have a koich to do that. Adam could do that. Maybe even Chazaka could do that. But Rav definitely can't do that. And when you have a Suffolk and a Rav, the halacha is Achri Rabbim Lahatos, but not because the Rav tells us there's no Suffolk anymore. There's a Suffolk. But the halacha is Achri Rabbim Lahatos. But the Suffolk is still there. We're not sure, but the Hanhoga is going to be Achri Rabbim Lahatos. So says the Rosh, that being that the Gemara said, Asiri Vadi Yom Rachman, Asiri Safik, in order for there to be Meiser Behema, you need that all animals are Vadai Chayiv and Meiser. You don't have a Vadai. You know why? Because you're relying on Achri Rabbim Lahatos. And Achri Rabbim Lahatos can't Shafa Vadai. You still have a Safik. And being that you still have a Safik, you don't have a Vadai, that's why the Halacha is going to be that, that's why the Halacha is going to be that even if there was a Bittul B'Rayv over here, Kofet Sachem Naminuyin, still the Halacha is going to be that Kulam Peturim, because at the end of the day, you're going to blab with a Safik. There's a tshuva for Reb Kiva Eger. Eger is in Madura Tinyana tshuva Kufches, where the Shoyal asked Reb Kiva Eger a very Gishmak HaShayla. We know the rule is, Safik Tumo B'Rishus HaRabim Tzveikoy Tahar. So the Shoyal asked Rav Kiva Eger, the Mishnah says in Masechtas Tayrit, Tes Shrotzim Ve'echad Tzvardeya, there were nine Shrotzim, nine of the Shmoyne Shrotzim, Ve'echad Tzvardeya, and one, it's an oxymoron, and one Tzvardeya, one frog, Upirish, and one of these ten animals was Pirish, the Noga. So the Halacha is, that being that nine of the Shrotzim are Tomei, only the Tzvardeya is not from the Shmoyne Shrotzim. The halacha is called the parish Miruba parish. If something touches one of these animals, he's going to be tamei. Even though Safik Tomer B'Shus HaRabim Sveikoy Tahar, but over here it's not a Safik. Here there's a Rav. Because nine of the ten animals were from the Shmoyne Shrotzim that are mitama. So for that reason, the halacha is even B'Shus HaRabim is going to be tamei. So the Shoyal, who was the Gaivit of Tempelberg, Harav Tuvio, asked Rav Kiva Eger, he says, I don't understand. According to the Rosh that said that Rav doesn't have an ability to be Machriya Safik, and when I have a Safik and a Rav, it's still a Safik. It's just an Hagga that you go bas a Rav. And it's for that reason, with regards to the Alochas of Asiri Vadai, even when there's a Rav that you chayv a Maestris, so felt noch in Asiri Vadai, so the Shoyal asked Rav Kiva Eger, it should still be a Safik Tome B'Shus HaRabim. And if there's Alocha Psuka, Safik Tome B'Shus HaRabim, Sveikoy Tahar, so freak the Shoyal to Rav Kiva Eger, then the Alocha should be Vaita Tahar. So first Rav Kiva Eger says that it could be that even though it's true that according to the Rosh, every Rav is still a Safik, but Safik Tomer B'Shus HaRabim Sveikei Torah is Gzeres HaKasav. It's learned out from Safik Saita. Safik Saita, there's no Rav, it's a Safik HaShakal. It could be that's the Hilchasah, that's the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, that the only time you say Safik Tomer B'Shus HaRabim Sveikei Torah is when it's a Safik HaShakal. Enochinami, if you'd have a Safik, but it's not a Safik HaShakal because it's a Rav, even if it's still a Safik, but it could be, that's not the Hilchasa. Could be the Halacha over there would be that you don't say Sveik Gitar. But Reb Kivega says that Shafti Viru Yisi V'Tois. The Kash is really a Tois. He said, I'll prove it to you. Because Be'emes, let me ask you a Kash. There's a Gemara Masechta Schulin. The Gemara says that an animal that's a Treifa is excluded from the Parsha of Maisa Behema. Oy, Bazoi, Freik Reb Kivega, how could you ever be Mekayim Maisa Behema? Why aren't you worried that the animal is a treif? The teretz, of course, is because rave animals are not a treifa. But the problem is that if rave doesn't have an ability to be machri the suffix, and you're still left with an animal that's a suffix, maybe it's chayv ma'isa behemo, maybe it's not chayv ma'isa behemo. Asiri vadi yom rachmano, v'loy asiri suffix. So freik Reb Kiva Eger, how could you ever do ma'isa behemo? The teretz is, says Reb Kiva Eger, that this rave that says that this animal is not a treifa, is not a roiv that we're using exclusively for the halachas of Maaseh Behema. I need this roiv to allow me to eat the animal. It's in negeya many different halachas. Is it a treifa? Is it not a treifa? Once Roiv is machriya the suffix, and Roiv tells me that I have a right to treat this animal as if it's not a treifa, I can now use that psak, cut and paste, apply it to the halachas of Ma'aseh Behemah. So even though by Ma'aseh Behemah there's a din of asiri vadai, and that excludes not only suffix, but excludes even Roiv, but once I already paskin on this Behemah, that it's not a treifa. Where did I paskin? I paskined it in Hilchas Macholos Asuris. I paskined it in other areas in Halacha. I have to know, is this animal a treifa or is it not a treifa? So once I'm machriya that this animal is not a treifa, I can use that psak even for an area where maybe I couldn't have used it initially. As opposed to this halacha of kafatz echem and amenuyin, where this halacha that once something is manoy, minyan haroi poita, that's an exclusive halacha in Hilchas Ma'aseh Behemah. So now the own nidin is this animal chayiv in Ma'aseh Behemah, or is it not chayiv in Ma'aseh Behemah? So you want to tell me, Roiv says that it's chayiv in Ma'aseh Behemah. I can't use the Roiv, because asiri vadi yom rachmona. This is not negay any other area in halacha that I could say, that once I paskined it in that year in halacha, now I could borrow it for this year in halacha as well. Says Rabbi Kivega, the same thing is true regarding the shmat, the shrot. This idea of whether this one creature that was perish from the Tarubis, is it a sheretz or is it a tzvadeya, is not only negei hilchas tumah, it's negei hilchas macholos asuros. If someone eats an adasho, is it going to be chayiv or is it not going to be chayiv? It's totally, is it a sheretz or is it not a sheretz? So it has other manifestations in halacha. And Roiv is going to tell me that it's a sheretz because it was tes shrotzim and one tzvadeya. So once you, so right, so the call the parish, ruba parish, hence the paskin that it's a sheretz with regards to hilchas macholos asuros, with regards to the malchus of Kadasha, not Kadasha. Once it's machriya, that's suffik. It opens machalos asuros. Now I can borrow it for the suffik tumah b'shus harabim. And what I'll say is that I don't really have a suffik tumah b'shus harabim. That's the first ha'ara. If anyone has to leave, but the second ha'ara is, so we have here a shayla. Takfu koyin mitzien or takfu koyin ein mitzien. What's the shayla? So Rashi, again, we said in the sugya, seems to say that it's related to Rab Zeira's original shayla. It was shosak, ulu b'sayf tzavach, shtika koida. Being that he was tzavach later, he glowed almost afraid that it wasn't a shtika koida. That's how Rashi learns the sugya. But Taisa seems to learn the sugya a little bit more lumpish. Taisa says it's much more of a yosaydis tiga shayla over here. Takfu koyin mitzien, or takfu koyin ein mitzien. So we're going to digress for a moment. Again, anyone that has to leave, but can't go past the sugi without speaking out a little bit of lumbis, or a little bit of a little bit of rate. That is that the Gemara in Mesechtes Ksubis Daf Chof Amud Aleph, the Gemara over there tells the story about Nechsi the Bar Shantia. Bar Shantia was a person that was a schizophrenic. There were times he was bipolar. There were times that he was a shaita, and there were times that he was a cholin. Bar Shantia once sold something, and there was a big machlekes that broke out. When he sold this chayfetz, was he in a good place where he was a bar das that he was able to sell it? Or perhaps no. Kishu shayte zavan or kishu cholim zavan. Two Aiden came forward and said that he was a shayte. We know for sure he was a shayte. Two Aiden stepped forward and they said, we know for sure that he was a cholim. He was okay. The Gemara said that the halacha is that they paskin, leave it by Bar Shantia. Bar Shantia had it. He was the muchzik. Hamoitze mechaveri olav harayim. Reb Kiveger is medayik. From the Gemara, Mesechtes Yevamis, Daf Lamed Aleph Amen Aleph. This Gemara is in Ksubas Daf Chof, and it's in Yevamis Daf Lamed Aleph. Kveg is Medayik from the Gemara, Yevamis Daf Lamed Aleph Amen Aleph, that this Psak Halacha that the Gemara gave, it was Reb Nachman's Psak, that said, that being that there was a suffix whether Bar Shantia could have sold it or couldn't have sold it. At this point, Bar Shantia is holding on to the money. If you want the money back from Bar Shantia, you leave it by the muchzik. That was all Rav Nachman Lishitasai, who holds Treyu Trey Sveikid Rabban. But if you'd hold Treyu Trey Sveikid Raisa, the halacha would not be Hamoitzi Mechaveri Alvarai. What's Treyu Trey Sveikid Rabban and Treyu Trey Sveikid Raisa? So these are important Yesaidis. And that is when two Adim say Ruven owes Shimon $100, and two Adim say Ruven does not owe Shimon $100, you have a suffix. Right? It's like a mamana multiple sofik, shashna chasapara, that's the case of sofik. It's like the shnai mechsim batalas, all the cases of sofik, the manashlishi, all the different cases of sofik that we had. This is another example of sofik. Two Edom say yeah, two Edom say no. However, when it comes to a Suffolk Trey or Trey, it has a unique status in halacha. There's a man dama that holds Trey or Trey is Sfeika Deiraisa, which means that whenever there's a Trey or Trey, being that Edom is the Spitz, you can't have more than Edom. If two Edom say one thing, two Edom say another thing, there's no way to be Machriya such a Suffolk. No Chazakas, no Roivs. There's no way to be Machriya a Suffolk Trey or Trey. That's the man dama that holds Trey or Trey Sfeika Deiraisa, meaning Midairaisa, it's a Suffolk. There's nothing you could do. There's a man dama that argues that holds Trey or Trey is a Sveika, but only Midrabana. Meaning Midairaisa, there is a Makam for Chazaka. It's only Midrabana. Says Reb Kiv Eger, it's before in the Gemara Yavam Islam and Aleph Amen Aleph, the Reb Nachman who paskind that in the case where there was a tray regarding Nechse the Barshatya, that you leave the money by Barshatya, it was all Reb Nachman Lashitasai who holds that tray a tray is fake the Rabban. Because if you hold tray a tray is fake the Raisa, then why should Allah be? You're leaving it by Barshatya? Mechatesi. Leaving a Barbar Shatya means you're relying on the Muchsik. You're relying on the Muchsik. You don't say Chazaka when it comes to a Suffolk Trey or Trey. Elo, my Rab Nachman Lashitase holds Trey or Trey Sveikid Rabbanon and said there is Mokim for Chazaka when you're dealing with a Suffolk Trey or Trey. But Rab Kinevi says that to me, although it's mavur this way in the Gemara, it's a gewaldig chiddush. It's a gewaldig chiddush. He says, because I always thought that this idea that when you have a Suffolk moment, it's not because there's a psak halacha of a chazoka, there's a cheskes moment that says you leave it by the person. You know why you leave it by the person that has it? Because what else are you supposed to do? What would be the other option? It's not midin chazoka per se, but it's rather, if we have a Suffolk, we don't know if Barshatya had a right to sell, doesn't have a right to sell. So how do you have a right to do anything other than say, if that's the case, then it has nothing to do with Trey or Trey, Sveikid Araisa, Sveikid Rabbana. From the fact that the Gemara said, if you're Trey or Trey, Sveikid Araisa, there's no din, that's a raya that is not just merely a svara. It's a din chazaka. And if there's a din chazaka, if chazaka doesn't work because you have a suffix trey trey, you're not going to say I'm moitzim mechaver al varayda. What would you say? So nechzid barshati, if you hold trey trey, svega the rice, what would that lacha be? Rav Kivega says it'd be achloiko. That's what it would be. That means without a din hamoitzim mechaver al varayda, it's always achloiko. Right? Sumchas holds moment amut of a suffix achloiko. The chachamim says that kal golda bedin hamoitzim mechaver al varayda. The chachamim have a makar that hamoitzim mechaver al varayda. So they're oikur the din achloiko. But really, if you couldn't do anything, you would say Yachloiku. That would be the status quo. Either way, that's Reb Kivega Zaychacha. But I had a little bit of a aura. The aura was from the Gemara Maseches Bava Kama that we learned together and that we've spoken out together many times. And that is, the Gemara in the beginning of Shoshan Aruch Sapporah says, what's the Makar? How do you know that Hamoitzi Mechavei Olav Araya? And the Gemara learns it from a Pasuk. The Gemara says, Mi Balvarim Yigash Aleim Yagish Rayalim. Maska for Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi asked the Kasha, Olamali Kras Varuhu. Why do I need a Pasuk to tell me Hamoitzim Mechaveri Oliver Raya? Can't I know Hamoitzim Mechaveri Oliver Raya Misvara? I need a pasuk to tell me this halacha. So it bothered me. Bishloimo, if Hamoitzim Mechaveri Oliver Raya would have been like Reb Kivager thought it was before the sugya bar shatya, then it makes a lot of sense. It's a svara. It's a svara pshuta. What else are you supposed to do? If you don't know whose money it is, naturally you're going to leave it by the muchzik. But to the extent that Reb Kivager proved that it's not such a simple svara, but it works with the halachas of chazaka, then what's the Gemara's kasha lomeli kras svaru? The whole concept of chazaka is not something I know me svara. You know what's the makar to chazaka? It's a Gemara Masech Teschulin. The Gemara says chazaka menatari minayin. You learn it out from the parsha of nigei batim. The koyim walk into the bias to determine whether there's a nega. If you would see a nega, he'd walk out of the bias and he would say it's tummy. Freak the Gemara. Maybe by the time the koyim left the bias, the nega's not there anymore. How do you know the nega's still there? So the Gemara says that's how you know chazaka. So all the lumbness, right? We learn about chazakas for 25 years in yeshiva, it all comes down to the parish of Nigei Batim. That's the makar to the concept of chazaka. But either way, chazaka needs a pasuk. It's not a svara chazaka. Chazaka requires a pasuk. So vasfek the gemara, lomali kras svarahu, l'chura, I need a pasuk to tell me that cheskas mamin is a real din chazaka. It doesn't work by trey trey and other nafkaminas that may emerge because of this understanding of lumdus of how exactly chazaka works. So what came to mind was the Pnei Yeshua that we've spoken at in the daf many times. Rashi, in the beginning of Perek HaNezakin, brings the din HaMoitzi Mechavei Olav Araya. And Rashi says, what's the makar to HaMoitzi Mechavei Olav Araya? The makar, says Rashi, is a pasuk. Mi bal dvarim Yigash Aleihem. Freik the Pnei Yeshua, he asks it in Gittin, and he asks it here in Bava Kama. Rashi's quoting the Havamina of the Gemara. The Gemara in the Havamina said that it's learned from a pasuk. But the Maskana, the Gemara said, Lamali Kras Farahu, Maskafla Rav Ashi. In other words, at the end of the day, it's learned down Misfar. So what's Rashi bringing a pasuk? Isn't it as far? So we've spoken at the Pnei Yeshua many times. The Pnei Yeshua says a Gaval de Gecha. Pnei Yeshua says that there's two machloikas in Shas that go to the gut of how exactly Cheskas Maman works. Number one is Bari B'Shem Bari Yadav, or Bari B'Shem La Bari Yadav. Number two, Holcha B'Maman Acharayv, or Ein Holcha B'Maman Acharayv. The man Dama that holds Bari B'Shem Lav Bari B'Shem Bari Yadav holds that the only time Cheskas Maman works, the only time you say Amritzim Mechavrei Alvaraya, is if the Toiveya is a Shema. Because if the Teveya would be a Bari, and the Nitva would be a Shema, Bari V'Shema, Bari Yadav. Means there's something called Amoytze Mechavei Alvaraya, there's something called Muchzik Cheskes Mamen, but Bari is Ad. The man that holds Hoch Mamen Acharev holds, again, there's something called Amoytze Mechavei Alvaraya, there's something called Muchzik Cheskes Mamen, but Roiv is Adav. Says the Pnei Yeshua, that man that holds that Bari is better than a Muchzik, that man that holds that Roiv is better than a Muchzik, in other words, the other side of the coin, the only time Muchzik works is when it's not going to negate a Bari, the only time Muchzik works is when it's not going to negate a Roiv, that man da Amar can learn the Din Muchzik Bisvara. Because when does it work? It has very limited powers. It works when there's no Bari, it works when there's no Roiv. Okay, as Asort Muchzik, Lamali Kras Varu, Abalafiyah Emes that we pass in Bari Vishema. Lav Bari Adiv, Lefi Emes that we pass in Ein Hocham Maman Acharoiv, which means, looking at it from the other side of the coin, that Muchzik works even Kenegada Bari, Muchzik works even Kenegada Roiv. That Koyach of Muchzik, I would never know Misvara. For that, I would need a Pasik. Says the Pnei Yeshua, being that we pass in Aloch of Amaisa, Bari Vishem, Lav Bari Adiv, Ein Hocham Maman Acharoiv, so we pass in that Muchzik has a tremendous Koyach, La Halocha, I can't know. The din hamoitzim mechavrei olvarai misvara. La loch, I do need a pasuk. Being the loch, I need a pasuk. That's why Rashi, the beginning of Parakan is up, and quoted the pasuk. That's why Rashi didn't bring the svara. But I'll go upon it. We're asking, according to the deek Reb Kivegar made from the sugya in Ksuba Stav Chaf Yuvam Aslamet Aleph Nechse Debar Shatya, where it's mavur that muchzik is not a svara ba'alma. Luchura, it's a din chazaka. If it's learnt out from chazaka, then shouldn't I need a pasuk? It could be that enochinami, it's learnt out from a pasuk. Like Rashi says at the beginning of Perek HaNazakin, I didn't the Gemara say lamali kras svaru. For that I have the Pnei Yeshua. The Pnei Yeshua said that Gemara was going the mandama bari v'shem bari yadif, and according to the mandama that holds holchim b'mamin acher. Now let's bring it back to our sugya. Rabbi Chana in Kovitz Zara says, what's the machloikis? Tokfu koyin, maitziyin noisim yaday, or tokfu koyin, e maitziyin noisim yaday. Says Rabbi Chana, it could be the yisoy da shayla is, how far does cheskes mamon work? When you have a sofik mamon, and the din is, hamoitzi mechaveyo olav araya, is the pshat that hamoitzi mechaveyo olav araya is a psak din? It's machriya the sofik. It paskins that whoever's the muchzik, he is the bailam. Or says Rabbi Chanan, maybe muchzik doesn't have an ability to do that. All it has an ability to do is that we have no clue. We have a sofik. Being that we have a sofik, leave it by the muchzik. But not that cheskas mamin has an ability to be machriya a sofik in the same way perhaps other chazokas have an ability to be machriya the sofik. Says Rabbi Chanan, l'may nafkamin, if somebody else grabbed it. Reuven first grabbed it, now Shimon took it away from Reuven. If when Reuven had it, he was a muchzik, it was his b'teres vaday, chazokas machriya sveikas, this cheskas mamon was machriya this safik, so it's his. Shimon can't go away and take it. If Shimon takes it, it's too late. You're a day late and a dollar short. You should have came yesterday. Once Bezdin paskin amoytza mechaveh olvaraya, they paskin b'teres vaday, that it belongs to the person that's a muchzik. But if Bezdin never paskin based on the cheskas mamon, it's always a suffix, there's just an anhogam, yisafik. Then says Rabbi Chanan, it's like a kol de olam gavar, the gemusik. Right now, I'm the one that has it. If you grab it, now the one that you're the one that has it. So the my muchzik was be machriya the suffix, as long as I had it. Now that you have it, the muchzik is going to be machriya your suffix, or say that you have it. So this shaila, whether takfu koyim might see in or might see in, you had the suffix bechar. So when the Yisrael had it, he was the muchzik. Now the koyim grabbed it. So the question is, if when the Yisrael had it, he was a muchzik b'teres vaday, so the koyim can't take it. It was already gepaskin that this is not a bechar. But if chazaka doesn't have an ability to do that, muchzik doesn't have ability to do that, so it was always a suffix. So as long as the Yisrael had it, it was his. Once the Koyin grabbed it, now it became the Koyin's, thus the halacha would then be takfu koyin ein maitzin maitzin yadei. In other words, Rabbi Chanan saw in this shaiva of takfu koyin maitzin or ein maitzin fundamental shail of how you look at Cheskes Mamon, of exactly how you look at Machzik. Says Rabbi Chanan, what's the halacha in Shulchan Aruch? What do we pass in? Do we pass in Takfukai Meitzin Neisim Yaday? Or do we pass in Takfukai Meitzin Neisim Yaday? So it's halacha Mefureshes in Shulchan Aruch, and not surprisingly, it's in Yeridei Simen Shintez Zayin. It's with regards Shintez Vav, regarding the halachas of a Safik Bechar. Says the Mechaber, Safik Bechar, Ein Habaylam Tzricha Litnoi Lekoyin. Eli Yeshenu Achiipa by Mum Vyachlenu. Va Asa Bigiza Vavoida, the Imtakfu Kayin ain't might see a nice miyade. Machaber Paskins, Takfu Kayin ain't might see a nice miyade. Zakhtar Ramah, the Eshaimrim, the might see a nice miyada Kayin, the Chain Hilchasad. Ramah doesn't always say the Chain Hilchasad. Look in the nice Kalem on the side. He wanted to make it clear, the Chain Hilchasad. If you look in the Bir Hagra, the guy says that the Mechaber that Paskin Takfu Kayin ain't might see a nice miyade, Paskin like the Rambam. The Rambam Paskins Takfu Kayin ain't might see a nice miyade. The Rabbi Chaber always passes like the Rambam. He passes like the Rambam here too. The Ramos says, "V'yeshoymer the mitzi nois v'yadoi." It's the Tur b'shem Arash. It's the Bali Toises. In fact, the Goyin says it's all the Rishonim besides for the Rambam. So the Mechaber passes like the Rambam, who's a das yoche takfu koyin e mitzi nois v'yadoi. The Ramos passes like all the other Rishonim that hold takfu koyin mitzi nois v'yadoi. So the Ikar Aloch and Shulchan Aruch, certainly the Shita of Ramos is that takfu koyin mitzi nois v'yadoi. So it says Rabbi Chanan, according to the Lomdus that he explained, that the shail of Takfu Koy Metzin or Emetzin is totally in the Lomdus of Muchzik. And if you hold Takfu Koy Metzin or Isamiyadi, what does that mean? It means that Muchzik is not just a hanhoga that you do when you're not sure. It paskins that the one that has it, it's his. To the extent that if the other person grabs it, it's too late. Takfu Koy Metzin or Isamiyadi. So in halacha, that would be the bottom line. Freit Rabbi Chanan, based on that, I have a kasha. I don't understand a Gemara in the Sechus Bava Kama Dachme Bava Midbez. Because the Gemara says, how do you know I'm Mitzin Mechavei Olav Arayo? So the Gemara brings a pasuk. Freik the Gemara halamali kra svaruhu. Freik Rabbi Chanan bishloima. If chazaka would be just leave it there because I don't know what to do. So I understand that. But if you're telling me that in chazaka likta gevaldig din that a paskins the suffix so much so that takfu koyin might see an oisem yadoi. So Freik Rabbi Chanan, what's the Gemara's kasha halamali kra svaruhu? Says Rabbi Chanan, it could be that this was actually the makar to the Rambam. Everyone's matmi on the Rambam. How did the Rambam have a right to walk away from this sugyo? Takfu koyin emaytzi. We just learned the Gemara together. Reb Chanan brought a raya to Rabbah. He had a mafurish raya. Takfu koyin emaytzi nois miyadei. Reb Amnuna's beer in the Mishnah Bechayrus, based on takfu koyin emaytzi nois miyadei, was a real chiddush in the way he understood it. And the Gemara was toichet. And the Gemara had a much more pashup shot. And we even had a raya to it. So kama kumus in nishtabru, literally, to explain how is it that the Rambam walked away from this sugya, takfu koyin emetzin nois miyadoi. Says Rabbi Chanan, it could be the Rambam didn't see it in the sugya. You know where he saw it? He saw it in Bava Kama and Vava Mebez. He saw it because the Gemara said that muhsik is a svara. If it's a svara, it must be that it's nothing. It's just that if I have it, we'll leave it by me. No, you took it, we'll leave it by you. In other words, takfu koyin emetzin nois miyadoi. Because if takfu koyin emetzin nois miyadoi, it means that muhsik is a real serious situation. If it's a serious situation, then it's not something I can know misvara. It's something I would need a pasuk for. But either way, just to come full circle, we have a Rashi in the beginning of Perek Hanazaken that we've had the opportunity to see together many times, where Rashi brings the makar to moitzi mechaveri olav araya. What's the makar? Says Rashi, the makar is a pasuk. Freik the pnei Yeshua, a pasuk halomeli kras svaru. The Gemara's kasha on daf membama mebeis. Isn't Rashi going kineged a pasuk? It could be based on Rabbi Chanan's cheshbin. Rashi held that the Gemara above a kamen above is going leman dama takfu koyin ei moitzi noisim yadai. But we don't paskin that way. We paskin takfu koyin moitzi noisim yadai. If takfu koyin is moitzi noisim yadai, Haka don't know it misvara. For that I need a pasuk, and that's why Rashi quoted the pasuk.